We're up to Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, towards the bottom third. Tana Rabbanan. B'shas Pirosel Sherebi. The next piece is going to go through the whole Mahalach of Rebbe's Ptira and the aftermath. B'shas Pirosel Sherebi, Omar Libonaya Nitzorich. So first he said, I need to speak to my children. Nichnesu bonav etzlo. Omar lohem, yizor b'kavod imchem. First thing he told him is, be careful with the honor of your mother after I'm gone. Ner yehadolik b'mkomo, and you should keep a light lit where I used to be. Shulchan yeorach b'mkomo, and you should keep the table set where I used to be. Mitote mutzas b'mkomo. Now, just keep everything the way it was when I was alive. We'll discuss why. Yosef Chafoni and Shimon Efrosi, Heim Shimshuni Bechayai, Heim Yishamshuni Bemosi. He had two Mishamshim, Yosef Chafoni from Haifa, and Shimon Efrosi from Efras, and they served me when I was alive, they'll serve me after I die. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss all of this. Rashi first, Ner Yadolik Mikomo, Eitzla Shulchan Kuma Bechayin. She keep a candle burning by the table I used to sit at, just like when I was alive. The Chol Erev Shabbos Hayabola Beiso, Mishiniftilu Kukamon. It wasn't explained that every Erev Shabbos, the Yudah Nossi came back home. Yosef Chafoni Demin Haifa. Okay. Morris says, he said, now he's going to go and discuss each thing that he said. Yizorog Bikvod Imchem. Be careful with the honor of your mother. D'oraisa, what do you have to tell him to do that? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. T'chsiv kabeid esav yichav esimecha. Right? That it says you have to honor your father and mother even after they're dead. Moses eishes avhodai. It wasn't their mother. It was a second wife. So he told him, be careful of the kavod of my wife. And he called her the mother because she raised them somewhat, so she was considered like a mother. Gemara says, "Eishesav mami d'oraisa." It's also d'oraisa that you have to mechabed your father's wife, even if it's not your mother. The Tanya, "Kabeda savicha ve'esinecha, es savicha zu eishesavicha." The es comes to include a woman who's your father's wife, who's not your mother. The esinecha is a bali mecha. Same thing goes with a stepfather, somebody who's your mother's husband, who's not your father. Vav Yisera L'Rabu Sechicha Agadol. This comes to include the older brother. It's machlokus whether older brother means every older sibling or the oldest brother in the family. So Mara says, Hani Mili Michai. It's the only time that in our Torah you have to be mechabed a stepfather or stepmother is if the father or mother is alive, and you're doing it out to cover the father and the mother. But once the father and mother are no longer alive, even though there's a mitzvah mechabed the father and mother of the mosam, there's no more mitzvah to mechabed the people that you mechabed because of them. They're no longer here, then there's no mitzvah d'oraisa to mechabed the stepfather, stepmother. There's still an inyan to do it, and that's why Rebbe told his children to be careful with their stepmother, even though he's no longer alive. Es avicha. Call es and ribuyim. Es comes to always include something subordinate, secondary to the object or subject of the pasuk. Vav yisera deve esimecha. Hani milei dechay bekavod eishes avi bechay aviv. But not after death. There's no mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay. Ner yehadolik b'mkomo shulchan yehorik b'mkomo mitei timutzas b'mkomo. Why do you say to leave everything in the house the way it was when he was alive? My timer. Called Bei Shimshay every Friday afternoon, Havi Osi LeBeise. He would come back home. It says that Rabbi Yehuda Nossi was Gilgul of David HaMelech, who was a Gilgul of Yaakov Avinu, and by all of them, Lomes. They never really 100% died. David HaMelech, Chai V'Kayon, and Yaakov Avinu Lomes, and Rabbi Yehuda Nossi also had that koach. That something similar to Eliyahu Navi, even though he died, but he did his body and soul didn't separate completely, and therefore he was able to come back into this world, not in the body that they buried, but like Eliyahu HaNavi is a body that can he can wear like a suit of clothing. He comes back into this world.
Why would he want to even come back to this world? Stay in the other world and spoil Kaddush.
So the Rav Moshe Cordoviro, Mekubal, says that the Neshamos in Gan Eden look forward to Tchias HaNesim like we look forward to Mashiach. It's a higher Madrega to be a Neshama in a body than just to be a disembodied Neshama. The higher Madrega is where you can express the Ruchniyistika things physically. That's where the Ramban holds that Tchias HaNesim in Olam Haba is a physical world. Be a body. The body won't need to eat, drink, or whatever, but the body will express all the inyanim ruchniim in a physical way. That's a higher madrega. There's a Ramban that the Sfas Emes brings. That I just happened to speak about this recently. He use you as a shill for asking the question. You know, the Ramban says that the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Mata'iru, Mata'oris, Ava, Achet, Techpot, don't have emotions of Ava, Yiras Hashem, until you put it into a chefetz. Because putting it into something concrete makes it more real. So from all this you can see, it's not just because we happen to be in a physical world, but that's the highest Madrega. And according to Ramban, that's what the Olam Haba is. A Madrega of an eternal physical world. So therefore, it was an inyan for Yudanoshi to come back. It was a mila for him, not a chesor. Okay. So he used to come back every Friday afternoon, because that's when the kedusha in this world is the highest, so the connection between this world and the next world are the strongest at that moment when Shabbos comes in, we make Kiddush, so that's when he used to come back, when the two worlds met. That's the famous what's it called? Whose tshuva is it? And the early Achronim is the Marik. I think it's Marik. Marik has a tshuva about Eliyahu HaNavi. His wife get married, never died, so she was an aguna her whole life. So there he says a famous word: Eishes Ish and not Eishes Malach. Right. Once you're out of this world, you're not a regular person anymore. Right? You're a different metzias. So the Ishus was finished, even though he didn't die, even though it's Misa Sabal, but here there's no Baal. He transformed to something else. Right? They're the same Shaila, if it's possible for somebody who goes through a sex change. Could be that it's not Shaykh at all, just cosmetic. But if, in fact, the person could be transformed from man to a woman, which there is a Tzitz Eliezer who seems to say something like that, then the wife wouldn't be married anymore, because you can't be married to a woman. So now the guy's a woman. So even though it was a marriage, it's not that the marriage was broken by Nisa Sabal or by a get. It was broken because there's no more Baal. Now there's a Baalah, so or whatever. Or Balagan, but in any case, the pashtus you can't change. You can just cosmetically look different, but you're still what you were born. Whatever. In any case, how do we get off this? I don't know. My Bader, you were okay. How who? Beishimsha. So one Friday afternoon, Asai Shivta. So the neighbor came, Kakarie Abova, and she started making noise and calling by the gate. Amra Amsei, so the Shivcha of Rebbe, who we'll see he had played a part in his death too, said, Shatiku, keep quiet, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe sitting here, what's it called, they're making too much noise. So the word got out that Rebbe came back, and therefore Kivan, there's another child over here though. That is, as Kivan Shemes, Nasa Chofshi Min HaMitzvahs, and Mesim are called Chofshi. So the Chora, how'd he come back? We'll see him make Kiddush for his wife every Friday night. The Chora's potter from mitzvahs, he can't be motzi anybody else, yudei chobosot. So obviously he was in some kind of state. He didn't die, but he wasn't alive. So he's somewhere in between. So since he didn't die, death frees you from the mitzvahs. He wasn't free when he came back into this world, he's chayav mitzvahs. So he sent him with Eliyahu HaNavi. When Eliyahu HaNovi comes dressed in a physical body, then he's chayiv in mitzvahs. He can only be in one place at one time, the Chasam Sofer says, and he can paskin shaylitz, not lo bashamayim he. When he comes back as a malach, but not dressed in a body, then he can come to more than one place at a time, by a bris, by Leil Pesach, if that's what happens. And then he can't paskin shaylitz, then he's a malach, he's lo bashamayim he, and he's not chayiv in mitzvahs. So by Rebbe, Mustamba the same thing. But when he came back dressed in a body, so then he was chayv in mitzvahs. Kivin deshama shuv lo asa shlo the hotzi laz al tzadikim harishonim. Right. Once he heard that the word got out that he's around, he didn't come back anymore, because people would say, "Oh, only he's a big tzaddik," because other gedolim didn't have a right to come back. So therefore, he stopped coming back, not to be motzi laz on other tzaddikim who, for whatever reason, didn't have a right, even though they also were on such a madrega, they never right to come back, though. Rashi. Beishim shi erev Shabbos. Beishim means erev Shabbos, Rashi says. V'nira beinai, l'fishi bein hashmoshes shelo shogel v'fikol. Even though beishim shi means bein hashmoshes, it could be any bein hashmoshes. But the Bein HaShemoshes that everybody talks about is Friday afternoon. Therefore, it's called the twilight, because it's the time of the week when it's twilight and there's a nafkamina. They weren't such big tzaddikim. If they were big tzaddikim, they could come home too. So Rebbe said it's not, it has nothing to do with their tzidkes, it has to do with his neshama, and like I told you, he is a shaychus to David HaMelech and to Yaakov Avinu, and therefore shouldn't cast aspersions on the other ones, but it looks like that, so he decides not to come back anymore. Yosef Chafni Shimon Efrosi Heim Shimshuni B'chayai V'Heim Shimshuni B'mosi. Before he died, he said, these two people were my shamosim when I was alive, now they'll be mishamish me when he dead. Sover mino b'hadin almo hudika omer. People thought that he meant in this world. In other words, after he dies, they will attend to his funeral. Kivin dechosu dekodem arsai leersei l'maisa. After Rebbe died, or right before he died, they died, both of them. So they buried them before they buried Rebbe. So they couldn't be anymore. The Rebbe said they'll mishamish me in this world, but means in the next world. Just like they were mishamish me in this world, they're going to die before me, and they'll be mishamish me in the next world. Not that they need mishamish in the next world, but it means that the tzaddikim all have a chabura. They'll be part of that chabura. Amrei shmamino lahu alma hu dekamar. Rebbe didn't mean this world. They're going to serve him after his death, but they're going to serve him after his death in the next world. V'haida omer hochi delo lemru milsa havoy lahu. The Yato Idna Nomi Zechusa the Rebbe who the Han Yaluhu. Right. Why did Rebbe have to say that? If it was that he was trying to appoint them, I want them to take care of the funeral arrangements. So we know why he said it before he died. But if he's just telling them a bit of news, in the next world they're going to serve me, what do they care? Why do you have to tell it to people? It's because he was afraid people would say that they only were living because of the Zechusa of Rebbe. They did something wrong, and really they would have died long ago. But Rebbe kept them alive. So shouldn't cast aspersions on these two people. He said, "Lamaisa, they'll be mishamish me in the next world, and it's nothing to do with their dying because of their averas or my schus or whatever. That's they're still roy in the next world to be mishamish me also." They thought that he was giving them a tzivoy that they should take care of the funeral arrangements. They called him Ersar Leir, say, they died and were buried before Rebbe. So now what difference does it make to people that they're going to serve in the next world? It didn't make a difference to them. But he had to tell them the lo lemru in shialayu kishiyamusu. They must have done something wrong, and they should have died long ago, and Rebbe's schus kept them alive. The And that's why they died now. They didn't have a schus anymore of Rebbe. So therefore, what's it called? Rebbe told them, no, nothing to do with that. I just came their time to die, and they're going to be mishamish me in the next world. Omer lahen l'chach me yisro ani tzorich. So after he took care of his sons, he told them, now I need to speak to the gedolim, to the chachomim. Nichnasu etzel l'chach me yisro. So the chachomim came in. Omer lahen al tispeduni bayoros. I don't want you to make hespedin for me in the big cities. Rashi, ayoros gedolos alakforin ukrochin gedolim mehem. There's medium-sized cities called ayoros, little cities called kforin, and the bigger cities are called krochim. I don't want you in the bigger cities to make hespedin. We'll see what's come why. The hoshivu yeshiva la'achar shloshim yom, and they, what's it called? They should resume the yeshivas after 30 days. And they say from here you see that when a nasi died, they stopped learning for 30 days and were osik the hespedin. So immediately after 30 days, stop the hespedin and continue with the regular seder and the yeshivas. Shimon b'ni chacham, Shimon my son, even though it's a few different ways of learning over here, even though he's a chacham, right? Still, Gamliel b'ni nasi, Gamliel's going to be the nasi, or Shimon's going to be the chacham, the abdezdin, and Gamliel will be the nasi. Chanina bar chama yeshe barosh. And Chanina bar chama is mid rosh yeshiva. Now the Gemara explains why. Altis beduni by aros, sorvi miyoshim tircho de kamar. They thought because too much of a tircho, people start coming, make one central hesped, and people come to that. And this way, like the matriarch, the people in the medium sized cities. Even the chazit, the kosafti, the kroch, in the kosu kulei alma, the maisa, they made the hespeda in the big cities, and everybody came from the ayoros and the kfarim to what's it called to the hesped. So it was a bigger tircha. Better to do it in their city than have to start schlepping to the krach. Amru shmami no mishum yakru de kamer. It's covered that Torah. He wanted people, more people, to come to the hesped. If he made it in one central place, everybody came to the big city from the little cities and the medium sized cities. And he wanted it that there should be more people by the hesped because you have covered on Torah, covered on the seas. Hoshiva yeshiva lachishloshim yom dolo adifna mimoshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, they were osik in his hesped 30 days. I'm not better than Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, after 30 days, forget about the hespedim and get back to learning. Dechsiv ayivku b'nei Yisrael smoshe b'arvismov shloshim yom. Tautin yomim savdim b'yamom v'leilu. 30 days, you make hespedim day and night. And therefore they disrupted the regular Seder HaYeshiva because they were of Osik and Hespeder. Mikan ve'ela siftu b'yamama v'garsi b'layla. From then on you could say Hespeder in the day, but nighttime, night Seder, they weren't mevatel. Today it's just the opposite. Usually Hespeder are at night Seder and the rest of the day they learn. Oh, saftu b'layla v'garsi b'yamama, or the opposite. Make Hespeder at night and learn in the day. Ad v'safti treisi yarchi shasa. Until 12 months is over, and then you've stopped the hespedin completely. Hayu yoma dashkafte the Rebbe, the day that Rebbe died, and they buried him. Nafka baskola, a baskola now, the omra called the Havi bashkafte the Rebbe mezumenu lechayel mabol. See, Rebbe died on a Friday, and it was late Friday afternoon before the people got back from the levaya. But in any case. So Basco went out and said, whoever was in Rebbe's funeral is a Ben Olam Haba. Ahu Koves, there was a laundryman. Kol Yoma Havi Osi Kamei. Every day he would come to see Rebbe. Ahu Yoma Lo Osi, the day the Rebbe died, he didn't come. Something happened. He got busy with the laundry, whatever. It was Friday. Kivin de Shoma Hachi, when he heard that the Basco went out and said that whoever was at Rebbe's funeral as a mezuman olam haba. Tosa says everybody has a chelik olam haba. Mezuman means you get in, you're a shoe in, without yisurim, without a din, you just get pushed into olam haba without anything. So just the hashpa of being at Rebbe's funeral had that koach. So he heard that he missed out the opportunity. Saw the kligra of a nofel ara umis. He went up to the roof. Some say that he threw himself off the roof and committed suicide out of tzar. There's a whole maral over here. It doesn't mean that he threw the roof, he actually died, whatever. So there are halachic Shaila is if a person as tzar, or if he wants to do something of tshuva, is he allowed to commit suicide, right, and give himself a Mrs. Bezdin? So some say from this and other places you see you're allowed to, others hold you can't do such a thing. And he did it out of anguish. He didn't do it because he has to Shaila. He did it because he had anguish. Others say he didn't throw himself off the roof. He was so meshuga from the fact that he wasn't there that he went up to the roof or something and he just fell off. He didn't realize what he was doing. He also is mezuman lolam haba, because the funeral made such an impression on him, even he wasn't there, that it matzakol causes death in the end, so he also gets olam haba. Shimon beni chacham, my kamar, hachi kamar. Afal pisha Shimon beni chacham, even though Shimon's going to be, is a chacham, that's one pshat, or even though Shimon's going to be the chacham, the avdesin, he's not going to be the nasi. Gamliel beni nasi. Omar Levi, tzricha lemeimar. You have to tell him, Amr Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, tzricha loch ulemetah loscha. One second. Okay, why did he have to, what's it called? What? Omar Levi, tzricha lemeimar. Why did he have to say this? What's Rashi? Yoma, no. Lacher shloshim yom, shoptirasi miyad. Immediately after the shloshim, resume the yeshivas, v'lo tirasuka b'hesped, don't be osik in hesped. But for 30 days they were osik only in hespedim. Shimon b'ni chacham, hu l'kamen parach, my kamar, what's he telling us that Shimon's a chacham? Chanina barchama yeshiv barosh ha-yeshiva. He who should be the rosh yeshiva, chanina barchama. Sover minami shim torech, the b'nei kfarim, dismichu la'ayoros, v'osu l'mispedeh. Thought that the tirch of the villages gonna have to come into the medium sized cities. That's why he didn't want to make the hesped in the ayoros. Given the chazur to kaspedu bikrachim, because of kulei alma meyaros umikforim, amri mishum yakru dekamer. But when they saw that they made the hesped then in the krachim, and everybody came anyway from the kfar and the ayora, so it couldn't have been because of tircha. It was because of the covid. Yom adashkat the yom tiraso tzricha lemeimer de ramil de bechor havi nasiyah. Why did he have to? Rabbi Gamliel was the Bechor. So why did he have to delineate that Rabbi Gamliel is going to be the Nasi? Anyway, you know that the Bechor is the Nasi. L'chol maklosa pisei achoye kadamrinu bi'alma levi achte kido de itla. She says like this. So the one who says, Omer levi tzricha lemeimar, Omer Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe tzricha l'chol metalosa. Yeah, you had to say it. For your sake and for all the other lame people like you. My kashale, hakrokomer, v'esamamlocha nosam liyahoram, ki hua bechor. Pasuk says, who inherits the malchus? The bechor. So Gamliel was the bechor. Ahu memali mokam avosav hali. That's only if the person fills the shoes of the father. Gamliel, enu memali mokam avosav hali. And Rabbi Gamliel was not Mamali Mokum Avosov, so they could have looked for a better candidate. But Rebbe said, no, I want Gamliel to be the Nasi. But Rebbe might tell him, well, that's the case. Why didn't Rebbe opt for a better candidate if he knew that his son Gamliel was not Mamali Mokum? No, he didn't Mamali Mokum Avosov Mechachma. He wasn't as smart as Rebbe, but Yirashchek Mamali Mokum Avosov Hadeh. But he was as big of him as Yerushalayim. And the Iker was not the Chochma, the Iker was the Yerushalayim. Rashi. My Kashale, Rav Shimon Berebi, the Omer Tzrich Lemeimar, Amai Tzrich HaKroksi, Hahu Memali Mokum Avosav Havi, Kolomer Ein Ba'echov Choshem Imenu. There's no brother who was greater than him by Yehoram. So he became the Melech. But if there would have been a brother who was greater, you get one of the other brothers. Avokan Hari Achiv Chochem Imenu. Right, Shimon was more a bigger chacham than Gamliel, so why wasn't he the nasi? Because the ma'isa, give it to the bechor is at least if he's mamali makom in something, doesn't have to be mamali makom in everything, but if he's a yirei shemayim and therefore he'll grow into the position, so the chachma he can get yirei shemayim we're not so sure. So if he has a yirei shemayim and he's just missing the chachma, he'll grow into the position. This rate will finish by Arab Shavuos. Just shouldn't be in a paper. Okay, we're up to Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. About a third of the way down. Chanina ben Bar Chama Yeshi Barosh. He said, Chanina Bar Chama will be the Rosh Yeshiva. Lo Kibel Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina didn't accept that because Shehoya Rav Athas Godel Mimenu. Rav Athas was alive and he was greater than him, so he let him be the Rosh Yeshiva. Shteishon Mumech, he was 2.5 years older than him. Yosef Rav Athas Vareshah, so Rav Athas was the Rosh Yeshiva. Yosef Rav Chanina Avroi. Rav Chanina Lemaisa sat outside, and because he was Roy to be the Rosh Yeshiva, he didn't want to embarrass Rav Athas. On the other hand, he didn't want Rav Athas to not to be the Rosh Yeshiva. So he used to sit outside the Beis Medrash. For also Levi Yosef Gabei, and Levi came and became his chavrusa. Noch Navshei the Rav Athas. Rav Athas died. The Yosef Rav Chanina Bereisha. And Rabbi Chanina became the Rosh Yeshiva. V'lo havi Levi inish l'meisav gabei. And Levi didn't have anybody to see. Levi was put in cheirim, in nidlo, he couldn't come into the Beis Medrash. V'ko'osu l'bovel, so Levi went to Bovel. V'hainu da'amri le'l'rav, gavar rabba ikla l'nardo, u'mitla, v'dorish klila. So that's what they said to what's it called, to Rav, that a great person came to Nardo, who was lame, because Levi became lame when he showed how to make Kida, and part of the reason was that that happened to him is because he was, said, Dvorim Chutzofim Klapi Mala, Kalila Shori, and he, let's see, Rashi. Rav Yosef Chanin Avroi Chutz LeBeis HaMedrash Lo Haya Nichvef Avas Athas. He wasn't. He should have been the Rosh Yeshiva, so he wasn't subordinate to Rav Athas, and therefore he didn't go into the Beis Medrash. It would have caused difficulty between the two. Because of the bubble, so when Rabbi Chanin Bar Chama became the Rosh Yeshiva, Levi had nobody to learn with. So he went to Bavel. Kli L'Shori Latzeis Ba B'Shabbes. Right, my time, man darkel amefa biklila isha chashuva, the isha chashuva lo shalfa mechavio perva meisha. He said he was matir going out with a crown, a certain kind of jewelry that a woman had, that on Shabbos, even though most jewelry is osir, because we're afraid the woman's going to take it off to show it to her friends, but a crown is something that's only choshuva women wear, and they don't take it off to show it to anybody. They don't need to show off. So we're not afraid she's going to take it off, and therefore she can wear it on Shabbos. So Mara says, Omar, so Rav said, Shmamino noch nofshed Rav Athas. I can understand from the fact that Levi came to Bavel that Rav Athas was nifter. The Yosef Chanina Barisha, v'lo havi le'Levi inish l'meisim gabei. That what happened was, what Takla happened. That Rav Athas was Nifter, and Rav Chanina Bar Chama became the Rosh Yeshiva, and Levi didn't have a Chavrusa. So he came to Bavel, the Ka'asa. Mara says, the Emor Rabbi Chanina, Noch Nafshe, Rav Athas, Kedi Yosef Yosef. Maybe something different happened. How did Rav know that? Maybe Rabbi Chanina died, and Rav Athas remained the Rosh Yeshiva, but Levi didn't have a Chavrusa. But Lohavi the Levi in Ishla Mesel Gabay. Because that's why he came to Bavel. Where it says, "Iboy Seima Levi l'Ravathus makeif havikayifle." Right? If that would be the case, Levi wouldn't have left because he was subordinate to Ravathus. The Iboy Seima kiven the Omer Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama Yeshi Barosh l'Sogid l'Molech. Since Rabbi before he died said that Rabbi Chanina Ben Chama should be the Rosh Shiva, then what a tzaddik says doesn't go for Hevel. And it must have been the chsibu b'tzadikim v'tigzer omer v'yokim loch. A tzadik is gozer v'akadosh baruch hu makayim. And the male, if Rebbe said that Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama was going to be the Rosh Yeshiva, at some point he would be the Rosh Yeshiva. Okay. Where it says v'ha'avi Rabbi Chia. Right. Rabbi Chia was still around. Right. Rashi. make of havi kaif lay kodim sheyiglim imkomo aver bichanina lo kaif. Right, if Rabbi Chanina, what's it called, the lady was still subordinate to Rav Affas. So if Rav Affas was still alive, Levi would not have come to Bavel. But if Rabbi Chanina was his chavrusa, he wasn't subordinate to him, and therefore, what's it called, since he didn't have a chavrusa, he went to Bavel. Bohavi Rav Chia, Lemanye Rabbi Rosh Yeshiva, Lechora, why did Rebbe, before he died, say that Rabbi Chanina ben Chama was going to be the Rosh Yeshiva? Rabbi Chia was there. Why didn't he appoint his son, Rabbi Chia? Noch nafshe. Rabbi Chia died already. He already wasn't in this world. Aivam Rabbi Chia niro isi kivro shel Rebbe vehoradati olav demos. The Chorus says that Rabbi Chia said, I saw the kever of Rebbe and I cried by it. So you see that when Rebbe, before Rebbe died, what's it called, Rabbi Chia was still alive. So why didn't, we're back to the same question, why didn't Rebbe appoint Rabbi Chia to be the Rosh Yeshiva? The Chorus said he already had died, he didn't die. He says in the Farish that he shed tears on the kever of Rabbi Yehuda. So obviously he died after Rabbi Yehuda. The Chorus says, Epoch, no, the opposite. Rebbe said, I saw the kever of Rabbi Chia and cried on it. I've om Rabbi Chia also hayom shemes Rebbe bat la kedusha. Right, Rabbi Chia said the day that Rebbe died bat la kedusha. Epoch, say that Rebbe said the day Rabbi Chia died bat la kedusha. V'atanya kashachola Rebbe nichnas Rabbi Chia etzlo matzo shu boche. Right, we have another brisa that says that when Rebbe got sick, Rabbi Chia came and found Rebbe crying. Omer lo Rebbe, meima to boche. Right, so he said to him, why are you crying? V'atanya meis mitoch haschok shemen yothelo. If you die when you're happy, so it's a good sign. Mitoch habechi shemen ralo. If everyone dies crying, it's a bad sign. So don't make a bad sign. Why are you crying? Ponev lamala shemen yothelo. If he's facing upward when he dies, it's good shemen. Ponev lamata simin ralo. Ponev klapi ha'am simin yothelo. If he's facing the people, it's a good simin. Klapi ha'kosov, he's facing the wall, simin ralo. Ponev yorokim simin ralo. If he dies with a green complexion, it's not a good sign. Ponev tzehuvim v'adomim simin yothelo. His face is cheery, with the red or gold. That's a good sign. Meis be'erev shabbos simin yothelo. Right, it's like he finished all his work in this world. The Moshe Shabbos Simin Ralo, he's just getting started. It's not a good Simin. Meis Be'erev Yom HaKippurim Simin Ralo. Person dies Erev Yom Kippur, he'd never chance to have Kapora. The Moshe Yom Kippur Simin Yothelo, he died with Kapora. Meis Micholi Me'ayim Simin Yothelo. If you die from stomach disease, a good sign. Meis Rubon Shel Tzadikim Misosim B'Choli Me'ayim. Most Tzadikim die with Choli Me'ayim. Omerlei, so Rebbe told him, Ano atoru mitzvus kobachina. Right, that I'm crying not because of I'm leaving this world, because the Torah mitzvus I won't be able to do. Ibo yisema epuch, to say here also the same thing, that it was Rabbi Chia who was sick, and Rebbe visited him. The Ibo yisema lolum los epuch, don't change it around. Rabbi Chia osuk b'mitzvus havei. Rebbe Sover lo afkere. Rabbi Chia was busy doing mitzvahs, and therefore, what's it called, Rebbe didn't want to appoint him Rosh Yeshiva, it would prevent him from doing all the good things he was doing. V'hainu d'chi havi manse, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chia, when Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chia would argue, Omer le Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Chia, v'havi didi manse, you're arguing with me, dim chas v'sholom nishtacha Torah Yisrael, mahadron alei mipulpuli. If the Torah will be forgotten, I can bring it back with my pilpul. I didn't have a program that the Torah shouldn't be forgotten altogether. Daisina kisna, I'll bring flax. V'shadayna umegadalna nishbi, I'll make nets. V'tzaidna tavya, and I'll catch deer. Umachilna bisrali yasmi, and feed the flesh of the deer to yisomim. V'arichna megilta nimashche detavya, and I'll make a parchment from the skin of the deer. Usalikna lamasa, the less mikri darike, I'll go to a place where they don't have any schools. וכסיב נחמשה חומשה לחמשה ינוקה, and I'll write on each different Megillah, different Chumash, for five young boys. ומסנינה שישה סדרי לשישה ינוקה, and I'll teach the שישה סדרי Mishnah, each one to a different boy. וכל אחד ואחד, אמרי לי אסני סדרך לחברך, and each one I'll tell to teach the others what he learned. והיינו דומה רבי, כמה גדולה מהשכיה. The famous Gemara is in Bava Metzia, and they ask why Rabbi Chia had to go and plant flax and make nets. L'chora, he couldn't buy chumashim because it was a time the Torah was being forgotten, but he could have bought nets. They say the Marsha says that when it's a time of shichas haTorah, everything, even the planting of the flax to make the nets to catch the deer on which to write the Torah, has to be done l'shem shamayim, because you're setting the foundation for the future. And that's what's it called? Rebbe used to say, "Kama gedolim ma'isachia." So he didn't want to point Rebbe Chia, Rosh Hashiva, because it would have stopped him from doing all the good things he was doing. Rosh Hashiva ha'havi Rebbe Chia l'minaye Rebbe Rosh Hashiva. Why didn't Rebbe make Rebbe Chia the Rosh Hashiva? Kivro sh'Rebbe, Arono sh'Rebbe, Horadati of the most. Doesn't mean the kevra, means the orum. Be'erev Shabbos simin yofer she'ikonis l'menucha miyad. If you die on Erev Shabbos, you go right away to the menucha of Shabbos in Olam Haba. B'motzoyim kippur nimchul avonoso v'simin yofelo. Lo afgerei, lo avatli mitzvahs. So Rebbe didn't want to be mavatl Reb Chia from all these mitzvahs, and therefore he didn't make him Rosh Hashiva. Shadayna zarana, I plant flax. Megadla nishbi mekaleya ani machmoros, I'll make nets. V'domalo in porzin nishbin liyonim. V'tzayd no tavit tzvoim, I'll catch deer. V'arichno megilto mesakin ani klofim, and I'll make from the skin of the deer cloth. Arichto lashin tikun. Kolomer sechasuka orech or lo orech. Kolomer mesukin or ain't mesukin. Right, arich means to be mesakin. Megillas. The Sefer Ezra Namiksiv, the Aros Malchalo Orich Lana Lamechza. It's not Mesukin. Okay.
What's Batmut Kedusha by Rebbe? What does that mean?
Rebbe had, Mar said before, he was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh.
Why?
So, what?
Why was he called Rabbeinu?
Like Mar said before, because he never.
Well,
that Gemara doesn't say before. We had it in Shabbos. What?
There were other people who were full of.
No, but that mile of Kedusha, nobody
what
else
does
reached.
That
what?
What does Kedusha mean?
Kedusha means that he was separated from the physical world. The Gemara says that he lifted his 10 fingers and didn't have any hanah from this world. So Kedusha is precious, totally porish. Nobody else was on that madrega. There were other Kedusha. But when Rebbe died, that darg of Kedusha law was lost. Okay. Omer le Reb Shimon b'Rebbe, afilu mimcha, what's it called? Gedol v'maisachi, even more than you. Omer le in. Omer le Reb Yishmael b'Reb Yossi, afilu me'aba. Right? Omer le, right. Omer le chas v'shalom. Lo take his oath be Israel. That, he wasn't that much, he wasn't greater than my father, Rashi. Lo tehe kadover, kadover zeh b'Yisrael, kolomer shalo omer kadover zeh la'olam. Never said that, what's it called, that shouldn't be said, that it was greater than, what's it called, than Rabbi Yossi. Yeah. Omer lohen, livni katan ani tzorech. So now we're going back to what Rebbe said when he was dying. Now first he asked for his children, then he asked for Chachmei Yisrael, now he asked for his youngest son. Nichnas of Shimon Etzlo, Shimon was the youngest son. Mosolo Sidrei Chachma. So he gave over to him Sidrei Chachma. Okay. Omer Lohen, Livni Gadlani Tzorech. Then he asked for the oldest son. Nichnas of Gamliel Etzlo. Mosolo Sidrei Nasiyas. Him he taught the way to be the Nasi. And the other one he taught how to be Chacham, how to be the what's it called, the Abbeis Din. Omer lo b'ni nohog nesiyos chabaramim. Right? be, what's it called, act in a way that is bakovet for the nesius, do it with gaiva, but the gaiva that's kovet haTorah. Zrok mora b'talmidim, and put your fear into the talmidim. Versus eni voksiv es yirei Hashem yichabed. Right, when you're putting fear into the talmidim, you should be machabed the talmidim. The Omer Marze, Yoshafet Melech Yehuda, Shoyeroa Talmud Chacham, Yomim Mikiso, Mechabko, Menashko, the Kolo, Rebbe, Mori, Mori. You see how much Yoshafet was Mechabit Talmud Chachamim. So how do you throw fear into the Talmudim? Lokasha, Habitsina, Befarhesia. Right? Befarhesia, he's Matla Leamema. That they should know, he's a Nasi. But Betzina, he gave them, what's it called, gave them tremendous COVID. Tanya, Rebbe Mutl Betzipori, Umoka Muchen Lo Mevei Sha'orim. Right? Rebbe was in Tzipori, and when he was sick, and his kever is in Beis Sha'orim. But Tanya, Tzedek Tirvot, Holech Acha Rebbe Le Beis Sha'orim. Rebbe was in Beis Sha'orim, not in Tzipori. So the Chorus, he says here he died in Tzipori, and he was buried in Beis Sha'orim. Lamaisa says that he was when he was alive was in Beis Sha'orim, right? Rebbe Beis Sha'orim havi elakivan decholash am tiyu litzipori, right? Exactly, he lived in his yeshiva and was in Beis Sha'orim, but when he got sick, they brought him to Tzipori the medalyu bosom avira, because there was better air in Tzipori. So when he was sick, he needed the better air. But Lamaisa, that's where he died, and then they brought him back to Beis Sha'orim to bury him. Rashi. Nog nesiyuscha baramim, shetei yoshe ben agdolin. You should sit and, what's it called, and be mechabed the nesiyas by showing them how important it is. So you should sit, not amongst the common people, but amongst the gedolin. Zrok mora ema, put the fear, shetei moscha lehem. Betzina mechabed kolecha ve'echad. Privately, you mechabed every Talmud. Befarhesia matal aleim eima lahodia nesiyuso. Rebbe mutal becholya v'tzipori, umakum kivra muchen lo beis sha'orim. When he was sick, they brought him to Tzipori, even though before that he had been in Beis Sha'orim, but in the end, they brought him back to Beis Sha'orim to bury him. The medalia, the amrim seches megillah, loma nikra shmat Tzipori, shioshevis barosh ahar ketzipor. Tzipori is up on top of the mountain. It was good mountain air, and it was good for Rebbe when he was sick. Okay.